Praise God, today we are grateful to God for another opportunity to share with the listening audience of the gospel for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Again, thank you, Brother Melvin Slade, for this opportunity to be on KRAJ 100.9 FM to deliver to your listening audience a word from the Lord. And I say to you, Brother Slade, you're doing a great work. I thank God for your ministry. Your ministry is touching so many lives. I thank God for your giftedness. And we just say hallelujah. And then congratulations to you and your lovely wife on being grandparents now. Hallelujah. So thank God for you. Thank God for what you're doing in the body of Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 12, are we commending ourselves to you again? No. We are giving you a reason to be proud of us, so you can answer those who brag about having a spectacular ministry rather than having a sincere heart. If it seems we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God. And if we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, hallelujah, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Amen. The songwriter says, and we just read the 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul's writing. The songwriter wrote, I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Then a little light from heaven flooded my soul. It filled my soul with love, and he wrote my name above. So just a little talk with Jesus will make it right. I I invite anybody that knew me years ago when I was operating outside of the faith. I invite them to look at me now, because once you come to Christ, things change in your life. 2 Corinthians really has to do with false teachers who had crept into the church after Paul had written his first letter. Many of the church members had been swayed by false teachers who had stirred up the people against the great apostle Paul. They claimed Paul was not impressive in his appearance, nor in the way he spoke. They accused him of being dishonest and unqualified to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul had sent Titus to Corinth to deal with these issues, and when he returned, Titus had good news to share with the man of God, the apostles. And that good news was that the Corinthians had a change of heart. I want you to know, my beloved, as you listen to me today during this broadcast, all of us have a past. If you have been born into this world, every experience was once a present experience. But time marches on. Somebody says it like this: time waits on no man. Time moves forward. I looked in the mirror the other day and I looked at my head and I recognized my head is becoming white as snow. A few years ago, it was black. Pretty black. But because of time, the color of the strands of hair in my head began to change and reflects the fact that time moves on. Your hair may be black today, but if you refrain from using dye, I guarantee it will grow gray. Whatever our present is, you have to understand it will soon become our past. The Apostle Paul had, on many occasions, referenced his past to get his hearers to understand where he was now since his Damascus Road experience. He was not proud of the past he lived before he invited Christ into his life and made a commitment to follow and serve him the remainder of his life. I want you to know, my beloved brothers and sisters, I don't know where you come from. I don't know what you used to do. I don't know the things that God brought you out of, but I know one thing, without a doubt, all of us have a negative past somewhere. All of us have lived portions of our lives in such a way that it was not pleasing to God. The Bible declares we all have sinned, hallelujah, and come short of the glory of God. Oh, it would be nice. Christ, if I could say to you today that all of my life I've lived without erring in my ways. But I have to be honest with you that no, there are times that I've fallen short of the glory of God. What about you? Would you admit today that there were times that you fell short of God's glory, of God's expectation for you? Oh, glory to God. I want you to understand that in the Acts of the Apostles, Paul shares with King Agrippa a side of his past that he was not proud of. In Acts chapter 26, verses 9 through 11, he says, "Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them." And verse 11 says, "And I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities." Beloved, if we could look into the past of many of our lives, we will see times and instances, places, and words said that in the present we are not particularly proud of. Paul was not proud of the way he treated the believers of Jesus Christ. But we must also understand that at the time Paul persecuted the church, he felt he was defending God and the religion of Judaism. There are things done in our past out of ignorance. Let me repeat that again. I said there are things done in our past out of ignorance. That at the time we thought it was the right thing to do. Some of the things could have very well been at the expense of someone else. Yet in our own hearts, we convinced ourselves that we were doing and what we were doing was well within our rights. We thought, we made ourselves think, we convinced ourselves it was the right thing to do. Paul reasoned that the persecution of the followers of Jesus Christ was within the scope of his religious obligation. That is, until, hey, he met Jesus. I came by to tell somebody, there may be some things that you think are right, but I tell you, if they're wrong, all you need to do is meet Jesus for yourself. Why do you say that, Apostle Brothers? I say that, my beloved brothers and sisters, because meeting Christ is an eye-opener experience. Meeting Christ will open your eyes to past successes and failures. When Jesus comes into your life, what we may have considered a success may have actually been a time of failure. My God, today. The Apostle Paul continues speaking to Agrippa, revealing what in his past changed his present and future. He said, "While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus," Acts chapter 26, verse 12 and 18, he said, "At midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goad. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Oh, Paul heard my God today. Paul heard and saw for himself the resurrected Lord. And let me tell you, whenever you see Jesus for yourself, he'll change your direction. Paul saw him. Paul said, I saw Jesus the Christ. And it was in seeing the Christ that changed Paul's life direction. When we see the Lord, it is something about his presence, hallelujah, that changes our direction. Paul's encounter with the risen Lord was more than an intellectual exercise of reason and logic. What Paul confronted on the Damascus Road was a very spiritual awakening that allowed him to see Jesus. My beloved, whatever our past may have been, a meeting with Jesus transcends our yesterdays by bringing into focus our brighter future in the resurrected one. It is only in Christ that our past spiritual failures are washed clean by his healing stripes. And so because of time, I just wanted you to understand that whatever you were now in Christ, he'll change and make you brand new. And if people come to you and try to bring up your past, you can say, yes, that's what I used to be. But glory to God, look at me now. Look at me now, because when I am confronted now with the reality of the resurrected Christ, then I understand that my past is to no longer be that which stopped me from pursuing my destiny in the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, my beloved, I say to you today, whatever your past is, come to Jesus. And if you come to Jesus, he'll erase your past. Hallelujah. And then Paul says, therefore, now there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And I came to tell you that's good news today. That's what God seeks from us when we are obedient to the Lord. Obedience to God will bring us to a point of reconciliation between God and our Creator and the created. And I say to you today, tell somebody, yes, I used to be a negative person, but look at me now. I'm walking in the faith. Oh, good God, I'm walking in the things of God. I'm no longer the person I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Tell them, yes, whatever I used to be, thank God I've been washed, hallelujah, in the blood of the Lamb. Tell them, hallelujah, that I'm saved by his grace. And I say to you today, I invite you, if you want to hear more of these messages, continue to listen to this radio program, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, and come to Calvary Baptist Church of McCormick, 12928 Vaughn Street, San Fernando, California. And you'll hear the same preaching, because I declare to you, I love the Lord with all of my heart. He's the same God that brought me out of darkness, and now I bathe in his marvelous light. Come join us. My wife and I, Pastor Gloria Brothers, and I welcome you. The people of Calvary welcome you to be part of our wonderful fellowship. And I say thank you.